The Council of the Bar of Ireland will today formally notify the government of 3 days of planned strike action by criminal law practitioners next month. Work stoppages are planned for the 9th, 15th and 24th of July, an escalation on the first ever one-day strike by criminal barristers which took place last October. The action relates to what the council says is a lack of progress on pay restoration. Sean Geeran, Senior Counsel and Chairman of the Bar Council Criminal State Bar Committee, joins us now. Good morning. The budget included funding to unwind a 10% pay cut that was applied to barristers in 2011. What is left, do you think, on pay restoration?
Well, what's left is the full severity of the FEMPI era pay cuts, the financial emergency pay cuts that were applied across the public sector in the years after 2008. The bar, unusually, in fact uniquely, suffered an additional 10% pay cut over and above the public sector. So the restoration that took place in January of this year simply put us in the position that everyone else in the public sector or providing public services was in the very depths of the recession. That's where we still are 16 years later.
As I say, this is an escalation on the action in October, which was held at the start of the legal term. These days come in the middle of the term. How disruptive are they going to be?
It's going to be more disruptive, and I suppose we regret as much as we did last October having to take this action. I should explain why we're taking this action. When the 10% pay restoration was announced last October, the Minister made clear that it would be the start of a process and invited us to engage with the government on pay restoration. We have been waiting for that engagement to take place. We proposed, as far back as last November, detailed terms of reference under the stewardship of an independent chair with all of the stakeholders involved, so that all of the issues, both concerns on the part of the government or the court service, the DPP, the Department of Justice, and concerns obviously on our side, could all be addressed as part of an independently chaired process. There's been no progress on that. There has been no meaningful engagement.
You say you regret the disruption. Are you comfortable with it though? And you know, people in the middle of cases who may now have to wait longer because of these days of strike action.
We're not comfortable with that, but we're not comfortable either with the fact that two-thirds of barristers who practice criminal law leave that area of practice within 6 years of commencing it. We're not comfortable with the fact that the Director of Public Prosecutions and indeed defence solicitors are finding it increasingly difficult to secure the services of sufficiently qualified and experienced barristers to take the really difficult cases. And that happens because we're losing junior people at the beginning who aren't making their way through the profession. And that is the consequence of the fact that we're still operating at recession-era pay rates.
Minister for Justice Helen McAtee has previously said she sees no good reason why pay cannot be restored. In a statement last night, she recognised the important role of barristers. She pointed to that move in the budget to reverse the 10% pay cut and said the Criminal Justice Legal Aid Bill 2023 proposes a number of changes which will require a comprehensive review and restructure of fees. So the Minister agrees with you. Work is being done on this, but maybe just more time is needed.
No, not at all, Adam. The Minister's absolutely right. There is no good reason why pay restoration hasn't taken place. And as far back as 2018, a process supervised by the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, in which both the Department of Justice and the DPP participated, agreed that the bar had provided sufficient cooperation with flexibility and reform to merit pay restoration along with others providing public services. So that issue has long since been resolved. The legal aid bill and reforms in relation to structures and all the rest of it were perfectly willing to engage in that process. And as I say, we've been waiting since last October for that engagement to take place.
The department has invited you to a meeting on the 25th. Excuse me. Potentially, is there something that could come from that would see these days halted?
Well, the question of pay restoration has been outstanding since 2018. Once that issue is addressed, that these days of action likewise can simply will become unnecessary.
Sean Geeran, Senior Counsel and Chairman of Bar Council Criminal State Bar Committee, thank you for that.